you're anything like me, you are a huge fan of true crime and dark humor merchandise. Otis B. Dredd's here to tell you about the best place to get all of your true crime and dark humor swag. That's right, truecrime7.store. True crime, spell out 7, SEVEN.store. The only place you need to go for true crime and dark humor. I'm going to tell you what, this place has some really great prices. You can't beat their prices. 30-day money-back guarantee if you are not happy, and I guarantee you will be. Free shipping on orders, $75 and up, 24-hour online support. What kind of stuff can you get, Otis, you may be asking? You can get t-shirts, you can get hoodies, coffee mugs, cutting boards, posters, pillows. And if you search for them over there on Amazon, you can also check out their reading material. That's right, they publish books as well. Stay up to date with all the new merchandise and great deals on all their products. Follow them on Facebook, follow them on Twitter, sign up for their newsletter and get all the latest info about new products. Tell you what, you are not going to regret going to truecrime7.store, and at the checkout, don't forget promo code NLD to get you a 10% discount on your entire order. That's right, truecrime7, SEVEN.store. Tell them Otis sent you, and remember, stay curious, keep it creepy, and don't get murdered.
Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
Otis B. Dredd's here, Insane Asylum, Night of the Living Dredds podcast, nightoflivingdredds.com. I am not here in the Insane Asylum, as all you dreadheads know. I'm never alone. There are always, the crazies are always surrounding me, and tonight I have my best friend here. I have Mrs. Dredds. How are you, Mrs. Dredds?
I'm good.
Yeah, right. Oh, no, you've been on a tear here earlier. Man, Mrs. Dredds is on fire. I don't know what kind of medication they gave her, but we also have a definite fan favorite, Mr. S.J. Slendermoo. How are you, sir?
I am well. I still don't understand why I'm S.J. Slendermoo.
I don't either.
That, you and Don came up with together.
Does, right?
Yeah, I'm super excited to have Mrs. Dredds, a.k.a. Jody, here.
Yes.
And yes, Jody's on fire tonight.
She is, man.
Speak the truth.
She is. We had quite a a healthy little conversation off the air here, and it was entertaining. But speaking of Don, now I mentioned nightoflivingdredds.com, of course, Dredds with no A, and then of course Night Living Dredds over there on Facebook. You can listen to the podcast on Spotify. You can listen to it on Stitcher. But you mentioned Don, Mr. Don Skrull, who is not with us. He's taken a few shows off. He's got to get some things straight. He's great. Chiller will be back. Don will be back. Everything will be great. But he also has a Facebook page, Chiller Presents Carnival of Souls. Check that out. Get over there and join up. You're going to love it. Lots of scare acting. Hey, I'm over there, of course. You know, I mean, he's one of our co-hosts. He's just taking a little time off right now, and that's all right. Okay, you'd figure that time off would be, you know, locked up in an insane asylum. I guess he needed more.
Who knows?
He needed more.
Or he was behaving himself and got a pass.
Oh, my God. I doubt that.
You never know.
All right. Well, at any rate, tonight, and this was your idea, SJ. This was your idea of a topic.
That must mean it's a great idea.
Just like the movies you pick.
Well, oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Touché, oh, yes. Man. Only... Where's that brunts when I need it, man?
Only the classics, Jody. Only the classics. The ones that'll stand the test of time for all time.
They'll stand the test
when
of
I
something.
Pick a movie.
Yeah, your gut.
Your wherewithal, yeah.
Oh, no, you took my title. No. You didn't. Did you pick rubber?
No. SJ took your title.
Yeah, you took my title, and then Don took it because.
Now, hold on. For those who may just be possibly tuning in for the first time and listening to this, what we're talking about is the NLD Goes to the Movies.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as, you know, Quarantine Theater, which we've been doing like every week. Oh, you hear that? That was Jody.
He's a liar.
Don't blame that beer crack on Jody.
Thank you, SJ.
That was like here, the caramel
let me do this.
Coffee, chocolate, mousse, stout. Whatever the fuck.
I think Jody's about to open another beer. She goes. Oh, look at her. Here, wait. Oh, Jody.
Jody.
Come on. You gotta blame somebody. Enough.
Jody. Oh,
gotta blame
man.
Somebody.
Jody, is that you again?
That just didn't have the effect.
I know, but mine's a twist off. Mine's a 16-ounce twist off.
Hand me your cup for a minute. I want to show you how dark this beer is.
That you may not want to put it
no,
in
No, I'm
cup.
Not going to drink it.
Well, how am I going to see it, the inside of the cup?
You'll see it right here when I pour it.
This is great podcast shit
look at that.
Right here.
I was about to say, ladies and gentlemen, this is behind the scenes.
This beer
behind
is so...
Behind the scenes footage.
This beer is so dark, it almost looks like Dr. Pepper dark.
What's the name of this beer, Jody?
It is...
It's some kind of stout.
Yeah, it's Tiramisu Stout.
Tiramisu Stout.
Yeah.
Now, we can't
it's like $17
mention,
for a four-pack.
How are we going to mention all of this alcohol and shit and not even bring up the fact that this here podcast... is brought to you by Hiker's Blend.
Oh, my.
That's right. I'm a patient here, and I use...
You say Riker's Blend or Hiker's Blend?
Hiker.
Hiker's.
Like you're hiking in the fucking woods, hugging trees.
Not like shit. Riker's Island.
No. Not Riker's Blend. That's poop weed. Hiker's Blend, which is actually cultivated here about 25 minutes away from me in Springfield, Ohio, by Pure Ohio Wellness. That's right, Pure Ohio Wellness right here in Ohio. I know this may not affect a lot of you motherfuckers because you're in other states, but I'm just telling you what you have to expect. Okay, this is a sativa.
This is
about 25 fucking percent THC and 0.13% CBD, and it's fucking
I think he's just
badass.
Making up shit now.
Bullshit, I'm looking right at the fucking website, man.
Oh, goddamn.
My name is Otis B. Dreads, and I endorse this statement.
I endorse this fucking weed. Okay.
Are they paying you?
No. They're giving me, I get good weed, though.
Jesus.
Hell yeah, you do.
That was half the show right there.
Well, it doesn't matter. All right. All right. Now,
this is the greatest episode ever so far.
All right.
Seriously.
No, all right. Now. What are we doing? All right, no, I know. All right.
You want me to fill in for Don here?
No.
Because I can't. I'll go full Don.
No, no, don't go full Don. Okay. What I originally thought, okay, and it was like a last minute thing when it came to the topic of this podcast. Shut up, Jody. I'm muting you. I did. I fucking muted her.
What an asshole. You can't mute her from your mic, you dumbass.
No, I can mute her right here.
Hey, he's got me on the roadcaster, so he can mute me.
So anyway,
fancy equipment. Anyway, yeah.
This is either the best or the worst podcast we've ever done, but I think it's fucking funny so far. So, all right, look, what we're gonna talk about is how we got into horror. Let's go back a little bit and let's just share with the other dreadheads how Otis B. Dreads, Mrs. Dreads, SJ Slender Moo, too bad we didn't have Don with us, or even Dominic, to come on and get the whole NLD team on and discuss, you know, how it came about that we became horror fans. And not only that, lifelong horror fans. You kind of brought this up, didn't you, SJ?
Yeah, I figured if we were going to put a podcast out today that required minimal to no research, it would be a good topic just to have an open kind of a round table conversation. And yeah, hopefully right. We will get Don and Dom on, and they can share their experiences growing up with, you know, becoming horror fans and remaining horror fans now. But for now, yeah, the three of us, we can kind of explore and go into the history of how we became fans of the genre and why we still are. I think it's a good topic of conversation.
I think it really is, man. They're you know, I'm...
I think it sucks. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, my God. I told you.
Mute her.
Yeah, I told you already. No.
I'm just kidding. God. I really am.
No more dare masseuse stout for you.
No, I'm just... I'm playing.
No more stout tiramisu beer for you.
My goodness. That was fucking funny, though.
Out of the three of us, you're out of control, Joe. Right.
Let that fucking sink in real quick. We've only been through 2.5 of the 3 joints of Hiker's Blend, brought to you by Puro Iowa Wellness.
And Nature Valley granola bars, too. It's in there. Yeah. My voice just cracked a little bit. I mean, I'm going through puberty. It's fine.
All right. So, we're starting with you then, SJ. This was something that you brought up. I think it's great. I think, you know, it brings in to shut up. I'm muting you. And I did. It brings an element of nostalgia, you know, where we can think back when we were kids and whatnot. And so why don't you start with your story? What movie was it? What experience, you know, whether it was maybe going to the movies, going to the drive-in, going to, you know, an enclosed movie. What the fuck?
An enclosed movie. You mean a theater?
He said go to the movies, go to the drive-in, go to an enclosed theater.
Well, you know what? Enclosed theaters are a thing of the past, apparently.
All right, so now I have like a really bad version of Siri. Everything I say is wrong.
That's what happens when you marry Siri and live together for 20 years.
Yeah. And smoke Hiker's Blend from Pure Ohio Wellness, I guess.
But I'll say this. I'll answer the question. I'll answer the damn question. So I grew up in a house where I wasn't allowed to watch the R-rated horror movies for a long time, probably till I was around seven, eight, 9 years old. But I grew up in a Ghostbusters house. I was allowed to watch Ghostbusters, and that was one of my favorite movies to watch.
Yeah,
and absolutely. On VHS, would watch it over and over all the time.
Me as well.
He's a youngin'.
Exactly. Not a horror movie. Not a horror movie, but it has supernatural elements in it. I would say the first movie that actually scared me was Poltergeist from 82. Tobe Hooper, classic. Yeah. Poltergeist. That's probably the first one that actually creeped me out and made me afraid to watch it. And on subsequent viewings, I would be afraid to watch certain scenes, like the scene where the guy's peeling his face off in the mirror. That used to freak me out. So that's probably what got me started on horror movies. And then from there on out, it was just catching up with the past, because I was born in 1984. So I had a lot of classic horror movies to catch up on. By the time I was 10, there had been, you know, all the 70s and 80s horror movies that I kind of was aware of but hadn't seen yet. So I was a late bloomer to horror, and I think the next movie that really solidified my interest in horror movies would definitely be the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm.
When I saw that movie, it was so real in a kind of a snuff film way, and just the way it was shot, and you could feel the Texas heat in that opening scene with the sun, and then, you know, the desecrated corpses in the graveyard. You could almost smell the stench coming off of the dead bodies, and just the whole rest of the movie was just so visceral.
Jody, yeah, you can hear the dogs barking. No, Jody actually mentioned this, you know, about, you know, the atmosphere of the movie.
Right.
But I think you mentioned the music.
Well, I was talking about, because, like you just said, that's one of those movies, because when you first asked the question, what do we want to do the show about, and you brought this up, and I was thinking, I'm like, what really is the movie that done that? And the first movie that kept popping to my mind was Nightmare on Elm Street. And I was like, because
that time. Oh, yeah.
Because I've grown up in that horror genre type of family. My family, I mean, I remember sitting down watching this. I was accustomed to these movies my whole life. But then the one that
at
really...
At what age? I mean, how
I don't even
how
remember.
Old,
you know. I don't. But then I remember that the one movie that actually... that scared me was Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Because we were talking about this earlier, and you asked me, because I'd mentioned this in, I think, a post or something on
it was
on
one of the things
group.
SJ said he wanted to do for the show.
Right. Well, you know, and I mentioned, you know, what... No, I'm talking before that. God. I need a cigarette.
No, don't do that.
I know. Here, light this joint. A hiker's Jesus. Blend brought to you by Pure Ohio.
Our sponsor for the evening.
Right.
Who don't know they're the sponsor. They're just
no. We just I just get, you know, my medicine from.
He's going to start getting hate mail. People telling you, fuck you, Ohio.
Anyway, so.
I doubt that.
I know. The, you know, what it is that I was thinking the one movie, when you brought this topic up, I was thinking of the one movie that invoked so much fear into me at whatever age, that it left a mark that I can remember it 40-some years later. And that movie could only be Jaws.
See?
Oh, see, it could go either way. It could go Jaws or Poltergeist. depending
dogs
never
on scare me, though.
Poltergeist.
Oh, we got some dogs barking over here.
That's right. The Hounds of Hell, they are very familiar. Those who have listened to Night Living Dreads podcast, you have heard the Hounds of Hell once or twice.
I was never really scared by those movies.
You weren't scared by Jaws?
No.
That didn't make you scared to go out in the fucking water?
No.
Why?
I'll say the same thing, Jody. Jaws didn't scare me of
Poltergeist
sharks.
Didn't scare me either.
Okay, well, we can get into that.
No, right,
God so damn it, Jody.
Jody's just dead.
There are movies I like watching, Jaws, but it just didn't scare me.
Jody.
No, there was the thing about Jaws.
Okay, I want to talk about the connection between Jaws, Poltergeist, and the movie that you said scared you, which was Nightmare on Elm Street, the original 1984, right?
No, that was the first movie that I could think of that really got me into horror movies.
All right,
not that
was,
it scared me.
Okay,
it was Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre was the one that brought about the fear, that brought about the same fear that I had with Jaws and you with Annie.
Annie. Get the fuck
son
out of
the mouth.
What the hell are you talking about?
We're just trying to make a joke.
Somebody got that joke.
Somebody
out there somewhere.
Somebody got that. But I get you. Jaws didn't scare me, Jody, either, because sharks are something that exists. You know they're out there in the water. So if you go out there swimming in the Atlantic somewhere, 4 miles out from the coast, yeah, you know you're in shark territory. But you decided to put yourself into shark territory. Then you can be scared. But sharks aren't there all the time. So you don't have to be scared of sharks unless you put yourself up in that world.
Kurt grew up by the ocean, though.
Okay.
I understand his fear because he grew up by the ocean.
Okay, all right. Now listen.
Get that.
Now listen.
I'm listening.
When you're like 7, 8, 9 years old, okay, and you're watching Jaws, and I think they came out in what, like 80, 81?
No, 75.
What? 75. Did it seriously come out that early?
Predates Star Wars by 2 years.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And came the year after Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Also true, yes.
So, at any rate, I mean, fuck, at that point I was only 3. So,
of course it would have scared, anything would have scared the shit out of you at 3 years old.
No, but I'm saying, I sat down and watched it, and, you know, first time I remember watching it was about 7, 8 years old, okay? Late 70s. And the thing that scared me was the fact that it could be real. Because at 7, 8 years old, do you know that great whites won't attack humans? Do you know the nature of all that shit? No. You see water.
I get what you're saying.
You see water.
You could be a 7-year-old after watching that movie and not feel safe in the pool because you know that a shark can't be in the pool, but you still have that fear just because you feel kind of vulnerable when you're in the water. You're out of your element when you're in the water, almost like an astronaut in space, and you're in this world where anything can come and attack you from below and there's nothing you can do to save yourself. So I get that fear.
All right, go ahead, Jody.
So were either one of you guys ever like restricted on what horror movies you guys could watch at certain ages?
I'll go.
Okay.
I guess I kind of was. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, you got to see Halloween as a, you know, after school special or nothing.
I mean, but it wouldn't be a movie that you'd sit down and watch.
You know, Jaws was okay, you know, things like that. But SJ, were you restricted as a kid on what horror movies you could watch? Not if you had to sit down or stand up when you pee.
You there?
Ground control to Major Slendermoo.
Am I not here?
Oh, now you are.
Oh, there. Okay, there I am. Sorry. Yeah, I was definitely restricted on the movies I could watch.
Oh, wow.
I don't know when the rating system came to be. I know the PG-13 thing happened around the middle of the Indiana Jones trilogy of original movies. Shit. The PG-13 rating came out somewhere along that time. But so I grew up in the era of VHS? I was about to say VHS. VHS.
I thought
tapes.
You were going to say vegan.
I thought you were going to say VH1.
Well, it's kind of the same thing. VH1 was
vegan.
Still a thing. Vegan, VH1 kind of goes along. But yeah, no, I was definitely restricted. I wasn't allowed to watch R-rated movies for a while. But eventually, around the age of 10 or 11, my parents would let me pretty much rent whatever I wanted to from Blockbuster Video or any of the video stores that we would go to. So that's when my horror movie
disclaimer for those that are younger than 25,
Hollywood Video Blockbuster Video
was a store you could go to and
Tower
rent
Records
movies. Yeah. Tower Records. I worked at a record town. Okay, nobody heard of that shit. All right,
not
continue.
Right here.
I know.
We still have a family video here.
We do.
Damn, that was what Blockbuster was before it was Blockbuster, right? family video?
I don't know.
Flamly?
Flamly? Yeah, they sell CBD.
they do now. My daughter cracks up every time she sees some place that sells. She's like, "Look, they're selling CBD now," and she just cracks up. She's like, "That's the funniest stuff ever."
That's because she can go to Otis,
but she doesn't smoke. So
I know. Well, CBD.
Oh, of course not.
Anyway,
of course not.
No, yes, she really don't.
Yeah, Paige doesn't. She doesn't do anything.
So, all right, go ahead.
I'm glad that's out on the podcast.
Right, yes. Go ahead.
Anything.
So that's when I was able to watch pretty much anything I wanted to. I remember I was into Freddy Krueger. I liked the Nightmare on Elm Street series. So one of the first tapes I rented that I was allowed to rent and watch, being an R-rated movie, was Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Yes, the gay one. But, you know, it was freeing to be able to rent anything I wanted to rent. Okay. From a Blockbuster or Hollywood.
So,
video.
No, that's
where I came into access with a lot of not only mainstream horror movies, but all the other, gay horror movies, non-gay horror movies, and just all the kind of B-movie stuff that, you know, that you could find at the video stores back in the day, like Creature and just Corman movies and just really cheesy trauma movies, things like that. So that's kind of what cemented me in my early years as a horror fan. So I had access to be able to rent these videos on Friday nights, Saturday nights, and kind of catch up on what I'd been missing out on. But I don't know.
Hey, right.
What about you guys?
Well, you know, just a little time check. We're about halfway through our podcast. It's fucking true, too.
I think it's going swimmingly so far.
It's going so well.
But I honestly I cannot remember a time that horror movies were not a part of my life. Because I remember sitting down, and we're a redneck family. We really are and stuff. But it was like...
You don't say.
Later in the evening, sit down, watch movies and stuff, and... Like, it would always be HBO. And me and Kurt were talking about this earlier.
Come and check kids out, Mom!
No, it wasn't like that, but whatever. And,
we go watch the HBO!
I'm gonna kill him. But it would be like Fraggle Rock. We'd get to watch Fraggle Rock. And
Fraggle Rock.
And then, they had a thing called Brain Teasers that would come on Brain Games.
That game really fucked your whole family up.
No, that shit was just fun. It was always fun. And then it would
Rednecks,
be like...
Rednecks, see what yeah. I do? I'm so mean.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill him.
I'll help you kill him.
Thank you.
I'll hold him down. You strangle him.
Yeah. I could get away with it. I really could. But yeah, but we
Especially
would watch it.
Broadcasting that.
Thank you. But we would watch like a shit ton of
29 minutes, 45 seconds.
If he shut up, I'd be able to finish. But, yeah, I've always watched them. I don't remember one, but there's just like significant ones that's like stick out that have definitely made an impact somewhere.
Well, one thing we haven't talked about, all three of us. Thank you for that, Otis.
I hate you right now. You understand that, right?
I know.
One of them that we haven't talked about so far yes. is The Exorcist. Nobody's brought up The Exorcist.
No.
Which is usually a go-to when people talk about, you know, the movies that brought them into horror fandom, so to speak.
Okay. And,
maybe we can all talk about that and why it didn't make our list.
No, well, hold on, because I you know, I haven't been able to expound on, you know, my... Okay, yeah, I said that Jaws brought up the first real fear that I felt. Oh, my God, that is scary. And it was something, for one, that could happen. I didn't know that great whites couldn't fucking eat, you know, don't go after fucking people and shit. You know? I didn't know that. So...
Yeah, I get that.
But it's hard for me, really, believe it or not, it's hard for me to, you know, really narrow it down to one or two movies. I can remember being absolutely terrified watching The Exorcist. The Omen, when I was in my early 20s, watching it again, scared the shit out of me. But what I did was I went and bought all the ones that were out at that time. And I did a little binge watching because I really liked the background music.
With The Omen?
Yes. Children of the Corn is probably the movie that right now, at 47, I will not walk through a cornfield.
Oh, see, for a lot of people, it's probably Signs.
It no, with me, it's a fucking cornfield. That movie, absolutely, it horrified me. It terrorized
me. You have PTSD?
I think I do. But I love the fucking music, you know, that they use. I know a lot of the Dreadheads listening, if there's anybody that has made it this far.
Probably like, why are they doing this?
I know. Have they not figured out how to stop?
And no, we have not, by the way.
No. And we won't, because we're having a good time. Yes, we all got a little buzz on. Yes, we're all smoking a lot of medical weed, brought to you by Puro Wellness.
No.
Hiker's Blend.
I'm only taking the pills that have been assigned to me by my nurse.
All right. Well, we got a back door.
What?
Oh, yeah. I know. I know the code, too. I know the code to get out.
Right.
It's 42069.
Ah! That's right. That's going to be the name of the podcast, because it is.
We're going to name it 42069.
Yes, because... Because it's episode 69.
They're going to be scared to listen to it because of this title. They're going to be like, what the hell are they talking about?
No, that's enticing.
Yes. Did you ever listen to Howard Stern back in the day?
Good
he
God.
Used to talk about horror movies. No, he didn't. But
we do.
We do. We do.
We boo. Let me try. I'm going to try a Truly right here on the air.
He's not going to like it.
Yeah. What flavor is this?
My raspberry lime.
Raspberry lime. I don't know. I like raspberry.
It's one of the sponsors of the show. You should know this.
It is not. But yeah, I'm as most people know, a bourbon. And oh my god!
Just try it.
It just smells like a. Like I just stepped into a fucking fruit garden.
Just try it. Good
Did you
God.
Say it smells like you stepped into a fruit garden?
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
I have no fucking clue. All right. I mean, it's not bad. There ain't no bubbly to it, I can tell you that.
They've sat in there forever.
I know. I got a couple in the windowsill.
Yeah, those are probably bad.
No, they're probably good. Anyway,
now what the fuck were we talking about with this podcast?
We
got
were
completely
talking about,
derailed.
I know we did
about what movie, horror movie?
Well, okay,
something.
All right, SJ. What
yes.
was it? What was it? Is there one thing particular, or one style of you know, horror movie, whatever, that made it concrete you were going to be a horror movie fan forever? What was it? What did that?
We should do trivia.
I don't think there was one movie. I don't think there was one movie that did that for me. It was just the genre as a whole in total. Horror is not afraid to go as a genre anywhere that it needs to go to tell the story that it's trying to tell.
Right.
So that's kind of what hooked me as a horror fan. There are things that only a horror movie can do as a movie and hook you, because you can't have a drama or a comedy or any other genre of movie and then all of a sudden have a scene where, you know, somebody gets mauled to death and there's just blood and gore everywhere, and then justify that scene later on in the movie. So horror movies are fearless. And they help us get over our own personal fears of death. And it's an escapism kind of thing. So I always looked at horror movies as the ultimate version of an escape movie. Not only are you watching a movie to kind of escape from your boring life or whatever, but you're also going to the extreme and seeing what's the worst thing that could happen to a person or a group of people. And oftentimes those stories are so interesting, but hard to watch, that it's its own genre. Horror is such a unique genre. It's got its own things going on, and it can be told with a shark or a werewolf or just a crazy killer that's a human being, just like you or me. So in the hands of a great director, great producer, good actors, good special effects people, a horror movie can be one of the most effective types of movies that you can ever watch. And so that's kind of what got me hooked by it, because you never know what you're going to get from the newest horror movie.
Right.
Unfortunately, nowadays, horror kind of sucks. Like the new horror movies that come out.
It really does.
You have your good ones. Like they tried to do it with redoing It. Chapter 1 and Chapter 2.
Yeah.
And we could argue all day whether or not that was successful. I don't think it was as successful as it gets, you know, touted as right now, the It remake.
Do we want to break that down, have a little sub, conversation here?
I don't know if you want to get into the It thing.
That could
probably be its own podcast, but we can give a little bit of a taste of what we thought it was. I didn't think it was great. I thought the book is always going to be the greatest of the It series. Like the original novel is the best. I think the Tim Curry version, the 1980s, late 80s, made-for-TV miniseries was better than the It Chapter 1 and 2. Not in small part to Tim Curry being a better Pennywise than Skarsgård.
All right. Well, has nothing to do with, Skarsgård or,
Curry. It does.
Not to me. Not to me.
Okay.
Not to me.
That's his opinion.
I'm just analyzing the chapter one, chapter two, and I think chapter one had its creepy little moments. Chapter two, meh. And we went and like saw that in the fucking theater.
But a lot of the remakes that we've watched have been like that.
Because yeah, a lot of them sucked.
Child's Play sucked. I didn't like the new one at all. I understand. All right, well, yeah. I understand where it was going with the whole concept of
fuck 'em all
coming into modern times and stuff. But you know what? It's a Child's Play is a classic. If you're gonna remake it, remake it.
You're not going to change it up
like that.
All right. Here comes joint number three, brought to you by
Hiker's Blend,
Purify Wellness here in Springfield, Ohio.
Or Dayton.
Or you can go to Dayton, the Needmore location.
They have one now called Ice Cream Cake.
I know.
Or Birthday Cake.
Yeah, we had that. I got that for you.
No, you didn't.
No, I forgot to.
yeah, I got that for you. No, you didn't. Oh, yeah, I didn't. That's such a married conversation I have right there.
Weed. This medicine brings people together. All right. Now.
Well, before we move on from there,
I don't even know where we'd go from there. Well, because
I'm gonna try my best.
All right, thank you.
Jaws. We were just talking about Jaws
right
before the break there. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jaws. There's a movie that cannot be remade, and it was a break to talk about weed.
What? You don't think Jaws could be remade?
Oh hell no! Fuck no! No!
I honestly think that there could not be any that was better than the original ever.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. They could have a great mechanical shark. They could have it all work out because, as we all know, at least movie nerds will know that the production of Jaws was plagued by terrible props not working right. They couldn't get Bruce the shark to look Bruce. Realistic.
Yeah, they named
it. His name was Bruce.
they named it. I watched documentaries on fucking Jaws. That shit scared the shit out of me.
I always liked Jaws.
I don't think they would ever be able to remake that. Like the scene where Quint is recounting his story from World War II, where he's in the water with all the other guys, and when he tells that story, and they're all showing their battle scars. You can never make that scene happen again. That was lightning in a bottle. Jaws was lightning in a bottle as a movie. And I don't think that they ever need to get their dirty, dirty hands on that movie and remake it. And if they do, I will definitely not go see that. I will boycott the remake of Jaws if they ever do it.
Wait a minute. Maybe I just missed part of
I'm sure he missed part of the conversation.
No, part of the movie of Jaws. I remember a flashback of like.
Yeah, you don't remember when they're talking? Shit. They're in the bottom deck of the boat. They're out on the water to go get Jaws. And they're just reflecting.
No, it's not a flashback. Yeah.
No, they're talking to each other. They're drunk talking. They're talking about their scars.
It's the show Me the Way to Go Home. Yes. I remember. Because in the documentary, they said, old dude, what's his fucking name? The older guy. The one who was running the boat. The cat.
Yeah. I can't remember his name.
Yeah. He was actually drunk most of the time.
Yep, Robert Shaw.
Yes, Robert Shaw. He was drunk most of the time during the filming of that.
And, like, Jaws 2 wasn't bad. I enjoyed Jaws 2.
I went and watched Jaws 3D. I mean, that shit really terrified me.
But see, I have a thing, though, like, Nightmare on Elm Street being one of my absolute favorite series. If I had to go to horror villain, it would be Freddy Krueger, just because, I don't know. Like I said, that's just the one movie that always sticks out to me.
She's got a hard off for him.
Yeah.
I kind of do, too. He's my favorite slasher from the 80s as well. Yes, okay. I'm a huge Nightmare on Elm Street
fan. Well, from the 80s, what about ever?
I mean, he's up there.
I have a tattoo of him.
But it looks like Jeepers Creepers.
It really does.
Which is, well, we're not here to critique tattoos.
No, you want to hear the funny thing like about that, though? I honestly would not care because the fact of that, I'm a huge Jeepers Creepers fan, too. I don't know what it is about that movie, and it's the original one. It's not, once they start doing
she
the spinoffs
and stuff.
She knows because
I come every 27 years.
23.
23. But, she was like, I was like 27, she's like 23.
You have a better track record than Pennywise because he comes back once every 30 years?
Yeah.
To Dairyman?
Yep. But it's one of those things that, yeah, I wouldn't care. I just, but because they're another one. I don't know why. But it's like I get into, like, you have Nightmare on Elm Street and you have all these sequels and stuff that, and some of them I get to a certain point and I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
So you get to about part four and
yeah,
put it
I'm
down.
Like, this is ridiculous because they just start getting cheesy as shit. And
they do, but that's kind of why I like him. He's the MTV slasher villain.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of, Freddy changed with the times. He went from something that was really scary and probably the scariest boogeyman you can imagine. Somebody that can get you in your sleep when you're totally vulnerable and helpless. And kind of changed into this Mad Magazine parody version of himself by the end of the franchise. And then they brought it back with New Nightmare.
Right.
And they tried to reboot it in 2010 and didn't work. And it all comes down to, I don't know how you guys feel about Robert Englund, but
love him.
I love the guy. Yeah. But he does oftentimes, when you see him in interviews, he talks about himself like he's some kind of Shakespearean actor. And it's like, no. Just kind of are known for Freddy. But
I've watched
I still
other
love the guy.
I've watched other movies he's played in.
Is he Shakespearean?
I guess, no.
He considers himself so, I think.
To be or not to be, bitch.
He started off, yeah, to be or not to be, bitch. He did start off as a theater actor, though. And so I think that's why he has that kind of theatrical presence when you see him on screen.
Welcome to Shakespeare,
swag,
bitch.
Yes, exactly. Wherefore art there, bitch. I can't even say it.
All right. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the end of that.
Straight dead air.
I
is
know
that what we're doing now.
Yeah,
is that what it's came to?
Is that's what it's what it's come to? It's not what it came to. That's your redneck. Let's
shut
talk about your redneck, Jody. You ever killed anybody?
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean.
Uh-huh. Did you ask if I killed anybody?
I know.
Yeah, you don't ask that kind of question on air.
No, I'm too busy plotting your death.
Oh my god. That was funny. No.
You wouldn't know where to bury a body that big.
Oh,
Jody.
Shit. Whatever. I could do
this.
You
don't have a wood chipper.
I wouldn't have to. I could do it and get away with it.
Okay, what's your plan then?
I don't have a plan.
True
I really
crime
don't.
Fan.
Right.
I honestly right. don't have a plan.
No, you do. You
no,
do.
I don't.
Fuck you. I want to hear this.
I don't have. I do not sit around. I do not sit around contemplate.
This makes for a good podcast. Yeah. We got 10 minutes left.
Yeah. And in 20.
You guys want to hear my idea?
Yes.
For what to do with a dead body?
Yes.
Okay. If you want to get rid of a dead body, here's what you do. If it's somebody that you can get rid of them. It doesn't really matter
what
how
you
get,
mean by
you,
that?
You could
what do you
take
mean
them out
if
into,
you
okay,
can
take them out into the woods. Here's step one. Lure them into a wooded area. And once you have them out there, dispatch them however you want to. You can slit their throat. You can shoot them in the head. You can do whatever. Your next step is to climb up the tallest tree and somehow drag that body up there with you.
Okay.
And then literally hang the corpse from the tallest branch of the tallest tree you can find. And then climb back down and walk away. And that body will be up there in the tree hanging from that branch and nobody will ever know it's up there.
Ew.
It just kind of dry out like, I don't know, like a piece of beef jerky. Yeah.
You don't think wild you don't think wild animals are gonna smell rotting meat?
Well, yeah, that just helps though. That just helps get rid of the evidence.
Yeah, because animals are gonna eat it.
So all of a sudden there's just skeletons hanging up in a fucking tree?
I mean, one single skeleton. That one
just,
person
just
that has
one.
To
one. That's not weird.
Then you get cocky.
No, there's like two or fucking three
and make it into a Christmas tree.
Right.
Ornaments.
Well, looking like our Christmas tree over there, you know. Come on, really? How is, I don't even understand
that's bizarre.
What you're saying.
You could do it out in the forest, though. You could do it like if you lived out in the woods or something.
I would never take your advice on hiding a fucking body. I'm telling you that.
Well, you have to go out there later once the bones start falling from the tree.
Oh, right,
yeah,
right.
And then
you
have to
pound them
down into powder.
Yeah.
And spin around in a circle and release the bone powder.
Really?
Jeffrey Dahmer did that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's an overachiever. I'm not that motivated. I'm not that fucking motivated.
Well, maybe you need to find your motivation in life and murder.
you know, if any of the dreadheads are interested in serial killers and are motivated in knowledge, you can go to truecrime7.com and you can find archives, all kinds of info on serial killers, those that never made the news, didn't make national headlines, but did kill a lot of fucking people.
Wow.
And you know, of course, you're also, I try to get into some kind of character. I didn't know what that was.
This is all practice.
It's what I'm saying, because I have a feeling it's going to be recorded over again.
No, it's not. This is
oh, you know better than that, Jody. He's going to put it out live. He's going to put it out just like it is.
Oh. You all already know.
I don't want it to go out live like this either, but that's just the
it's
way
going
it goes.
Live. It's going
life doesn't work out the
live.
Way you want it to sometimes.
It never does.
Yeah, that's what I think. Right there. That says it all. That says it all it right does. There.
That's where it all came from.
The colons of my mind.
This is what happens when someone tries to quit smoking.
Right. I have, man.
So let this be a PSA.
Yeah.
Right. Kids,
don't smoke.
Kids.
Don't smoke.
Kids, buy the first pack you get. If not, you can act like me.
This is where cigarettes will get you.
Right. If you're smoking, don't ever stop.
Never stop inhaling, kids.
Never stop it.
We are the worst PSA people ever.
Well, that's why we're not getting paid for it.
And that is true.
I know we kind of aren't. Yeah, I mean, you can obviously hear the fact that apparently
you're playing me out.
I'm playing us all out. This has been a strange episode.
It's been a bad, bad episode.
This is going out just how it is.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, no,
I'm
it
saying.
Is. No.
It's your listeners, buddy.
No, it's our listeners. And by
our nope, I'm giving this one to you.
Thank you, SJ. Mrs. Dreads, go fuck yourself. All right.
Anytime I can fuck things up.
Thank you.
No one knows. We're going to die.